Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Country girls, fake it for me. What did you fake to get into a relationship, or while you were in a relationship, what did you fake? You know, kind of, you know the mantra, fake it till you make it?
Yeah.
Let's be honest, we all do that in relationships. 312-946-4995.
I remember I did that a little bit in my last relationship because early on, I realized that he really liked cooking.
Okay.
And I
really
thought, oh, I'm like, that'd be fun. We could kind of cook together. I don't really love it, but I'll just pretend like I do to make it more fun.
Sure.
And that didn't last long because I'm like, oh, I hate cooking.
Yeah.
But I faked it till I made it.
Really?
Yeah. So I did a country girl fake it for me.
Country girls fake it for me. Obviously, with Luke Bryan coming to Prairie Grove tonight with his farm tour, we gotta talk about, faking it. What did you do? What did you do in your relationship? What did you, like, pretend to like or pretend what maybe what you did for a job just to try and win someone over in a relationship?
I know. It's funny because we take those calls all the time for Dear Melissa and Austin of, like, so-and-so had an interest in this and now they don't anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you kind of... In early relationships, you tend to maybe stretch the truth
a
little bit.
Yeah.
Well, not Austin or I, because we're perfect, but clearly Melissa does it all the time. I don't know why.
I did. I admit it.
I remember early on in college, I put on my Facebook account that I was from a town called Nikrit, Alaska.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
That's not even a real town. I made that name up. But nobody knew that. They're like, you're actually from Alaska? And I would just go. Because I went to the University of Missouri.
So you were faking it to get friends.
I went to the University of Missouri. I was from Nashville. Nobody knew who I was. It's not like I went to high school with anyone I went to college with. So, like, nobody could oust me. So I was like, yeah, I'm from Nikrit, Alaska.
Country boy shake it, or country boy fake it for me.
Yeah, country boys fake it for me. What did you fake in a relationship early on to either get into a relationship or while you were in the relationship, you're like, yeah.
You played it up a little bit just because, you know, you knew they were interested in something.
No, I love sushi. Yeah, I eat this all the time.
312-946-4995. One more example. My wife, our very first date, we went to a comedy club because I said, you know, my favorite thing to do with you is to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would love to go somewhere where we'll laugh. We went and saw stand-up comedy. 2 years later, when we're engaged to be married, she reveals to me, yeah, I hate stand-up comedy.
What?
Yeah.
Two years it took.
What?
Country girl faked it for you.
Faked it for me. 312-946-4995. Come on, country girls. Fake it for me. And country boys, too. Maddie and Crystal Lake.
Country girl, fake it for me. What did you fake?
Okay, I faked being a professional surfer.
A professional surfer.
For a guy.
Yes.
Oh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. That had to be hard to pull off. What did he say?
It didn't really help that, like, he boats on the lower river and surfs and everything. So he took me, like, to go surfing on the back of a boat, and I freaked out because I had no idea what I was doing.
Did you have to confess, or did you just try to do it? What happened?
I told him, I was like, you know, it is true that I did get the surfboard in California, but I am not a professional surfer, and it was my first time even trying.
Oh, my God.
That is too funny.
You fessed up.
Yes, and we've been dating for over 5 years now, so.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, in that time, have you learned to surf at least?
I did. I can get up, but I'm not doing any tricks or anything that.
So far from a professional.
That's already better than I can do. I don't think I could even get up on a surfboard. Well, Country Girl, you faked it for him.
You
and you know
it
what?
Him,
it got you into a 5-year relationship.
That's true.
Well, I love you guys. I listen to you every morning, and I always tried calling. So when, like, you guys answered, my, like, heart is beating so fast.
Maddie. You're so cute.
Maddie.
All right, we'll see you at Luke Bryan tonight.
All right. Are you going to come to Johnsburg?
I don't know if I'm coming to Johnsburg because Prairie Grove is, like, my 5 minutes from my house where he's playing.
Okay.
We're going right there.
Well, if you change your mind, we'll be out there having a beer.
Yeah, 15 minutes up the road.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
All
okay.
Right. Phil and Mantino.
All right, Country Boy, fake it for me. What'd you fake?
it wasn't necessarily to get into a relationship, but when I was in the Marines a long time ago, I was stationed in North Carolina, and me and some of my buddies on the weekends, we'd go to UNC and party.
Yes.
Nice.
And there was always a bunch of Army and military up there, so we kind of wanted to make some cover stories to... so they didn't think we were in the military. So,
oh,
really?
My cover story, yeah.
Okay.
My cover story was that I was a dolphin tamer.
Oh,
dolphin tamer!
Wait a minute, did they believe that?
No.
No.
So I learned all these facts about it, and you know, I was sounding super confident, and I was talking to this girl. And things were going great. She asked me what I do. I'm like, I'm a dolphin tamer. She's like, oh, she starts laughing. She's like, where at? And I was like, the North Carolina Zoo. And she starts laughing more. And I was like, what's so funny? She's like, I'm a dolphin tamer.
Oh, no.
At the North Carolina Zoo.
No.
Wait, no. But she was making that up, right?
No, she literally showed me her ID and everything.
What?
That is so funny. So, like, did you keep it going or did you have to immediately admit, I'm not actually a dolphin tamer?
I tried to keep it going, but she saw right through me.
That has to be one of the, I'll tell you right now, that's one of the craziest things I've ever heard.
Right. Like,
I mean,
what are the odds?
It's got to be one in 20 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Phil, listen, first of all, thank you for your service. We really do appreciate it, brother. And
thank you
for this call. We appreciate that as well.
Just a quick yes, no. Did you marry her?
No, but we did actually end up dating for a few months.
Oh, okay.
All right. Country girls, fake it for me.
Country boys, fake it for me.
It's Melissa and Austin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.